The Lord be with you. Please be seated. I hope you are well amidst trying to figure out what to wear, whether it is going to lash or whether you're going to have glorious sunshine. It just seems fantastically fluxing, the weather. But I hope that no matter where you are this morning, you know the peace of God. If it sounds like I'm bunged up, I am. But I am as negative as they come, as much as my wife was telling me the other day. She said, "You're negative, Al." I said, "No, I'm just tired." No, you're negative. So it is just a bit of a cold that I have at the moment, but there's nothing more to it. But just as we come this morning to quieten our hearts, to know the role of Holy Spirit in our lives, and to know our role with Holy Spirit and for those around us. So just before we come to our penitence, let's just quieten our hearts. Christ died to sin once for all, and now he lives to God. Let us renew our resolve to have done with all that is evil and confess our sins in penitence and faith. And so we pray together. Father, we have sinned against heaven and against you. We are not worthy to be called your children. We turn to you again. Have mercy on us. Bring us back to yourself as those who once were dead, but now have life through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our collect for this morning. Almighty God, who on the day of Pentecost sent your Holy Spirit to the apostles, with the wind from heaven and in tongues of flame, filling them with joy and boldness to preach the gospel by the power of the same Spirit, strengthen us to witness to your truth and to draw everyone to the fire of your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one of them heard speaking their native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who were speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phygra and Pamphylia, Egypt and the Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." This is the word of the Lord. And if you can, please stand. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ, according to John chapter 14, beginning at verse 8. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. If you've ever had to go on a journey to a place that you have never been before, the odds are quite high you're going to be as prepared as you possibly can. You may have a map, you will have apps on your phone, you will have written down directions, you will have everything to make sure you're getting from A to B. And what makes the journey more exciting, more fantastic, is someone sitting beside you who may not trust that you are actually going by all the directions. Have you ever experienced this? Yes, all of us at some stage have been in the car, either driving and just wanting other people to shh. Not that we might say that, we just might tap on the steering wheel a little bit more, or frustrate, or turn up the music, whatever we can. Because we know where we're going, at least we think we know where we're going. And as a man who has never, ever been lost, I have found if you just keep turning left, you'll end up back to where you were meant to be, and then you can take the right turn. There's something painful about when we don't necessarily know where we're going or how to follow directions when we're not sure if they're the right directions. Throughout all of Scripture, we see God giving people signposts. When people were freed from slavery, they followed a pillar of cloud or of fire. They were given directions, bizarre, incredible directions that they would follow. And again, we see this cloud, this wind that comes on this day of Pentecost, and fire resting over the heads of the disciples, in which we try and picture and imagine, and it is an incredible manifestation of the Spirit of God. But there's nothing new in this, because we have seen and read about this throughout all of Scripture. People following a cloud, people following a fire. And yet, if you have ever been at a barbecue, and remember, all cooking in these days were done with fire, protecting from wind. And this wonderful paradox of wind and fire in which we experience, if you have been blown over by a gusty wind, if you've ever been at a mountaintop leaning into the wind to see how strong this wind is to keep you up, or get blown over. A fire for the warmth that we experience, whether it be around a fire pit outside or in our homes to keep ourselves warm. There's an experience, even if we see from distance, there's the fire, but I feel the heat here. I know there's a storm because it is messing with my hair. It is messing with my umbrella. And yet we are given these incredible symbols as pictures of how God is moving and working with his people. All these languages the disciples, the followers of Jesus were speaking, people being baffled, some saying it's the wine. And yet we know, and as we read through, we see, well, this is the Holy Spirit, the gift of tongues. And there's all sorts of thoughts of, like, well, have the gifts stopped and we're now living post-gift moments? No, we are not, because we still see gift of tongues, gift of hospitality, gifts of healing, of teaching, of preaching, of leadership. So many spiritual gifts. You know, when you go into a room, and depending on who's in that room, it can feel warm or cold. It can feel safe or dangerous. And no one has said anything. Have you ever experienced that? I think all of us have had those moments, those experiences. And yet, even with those experiences, Jesus is crystal clear about the role of Holy Spirit as he has come, an advocate for us, to remind us of everything that we have in God the Father. The Holy Spirit pointing to the Son, who in turn points to the Father. We see this beautiful relationship between Father, Son, and Spirit, how we have been called to live by the Spirit. It's not just our experience. I read an article yesterday, and they were saying, imagine if there were physical queues outside hospitals, outside home centers. Would the government act as quick as they seem to be for the queues that are so obvious at the airport? You see, when we see things so clearly, we think something needs to happen. When we don't see it so clear, we wonder, is anything happening? We are people of faith, but this faith needs to be a faith of action. It is not just sitting back and wondering if the Holy Spirit is at work. I'm looking at everybody here, and I know and I have experienced how Holy Spirit has used each person here in different ways to bring about that sense of peace, that sense of joy, that sense of hope, of hospitality, of healing. Reminding people they are not alone. This is why Holy Spirit was sent for us, to remind us we are not alone. And Jesus says this, ask anything in my name and you will get it. And this is when all of us become like 5-year-old children. Well, I ask for this, will he give it to me? Well, what about if I ask for that, will he give it to me? And how frustrated sometimes are when we see people asking questions where maybe there's no answer. Or, no, you're being silly, stop. All of us are called to be people of faith and of action. And in our action of how we respond to Holy Spirit, as Holy Spirit prompts how we think, how we give, how we act, how we love. The beauty of the disciples speaking all these different languages is they were glorifying God and pointing in the direction of God. They were not saying, hey, look at me, aren't I amazing? They were not saying that. They were bringing glory to the Father. Holy Spirit points to Jesus, who in turn points to the Father. As Holy Spirit-filled followers of Jesus, we point to Jesus. We point to the Father. We have been given gifts to use for the blessing of others. We want to take a time of silence just before we affirm our faith. And I want you in this time of silence, what is Holy Spirit saying to your heart? How is Holy Spirit speaking to you right now? What comfort are you needing? What word of joy, word of love? In this time of silence, ask Holy Spirit what he has for your heart and mind right now. So let us share our faith in the risen Lord Christ. And again, if you can, please stand. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to the followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Lord our God. Your Spirit comes to our weakness with his power. In the strength of your Spirit, you enable us to live and work to your praise and glory. May we who have received the gifts of the Spirit use them for the benefit of your creation and to reveal your love in the world. Blessed are you, Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, you give great gifts and talents to your people. We ask you to bless and guide all leaders of nations and peoples, all who make decisions that will affect our lives and the future of this world. We pray for scientists and research workers, for all who work in providing us with news or influence us through the press and television. Give wisdom, give insight, give mercy. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks that your Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples in an ordinary home. Bless our homes with your presence and grant that there we may grow in the fruits of the Spirit. Let us know you are with our loved ones and us. Protect us from all evil and guide us by your Spirit in the ways of peace and love. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of life, we remember all who are dispirited, the distressed, the depressed, the despairing, all who have lost hope or joy in their lives. We pray for all who fear the future, all who have lost sight of you and your love. We remember also all who are struggling with poverty, hunger, for the homeless, for the refugee. we pray for all who are ill. Lord, in your mercy. And we take a moment of silence now to lift up our own personal prayers to you. Lord, in your mercy. We give you praise, Lord, giver of life and life eternal. We rejoice that you renew, refresh, and restore us. We remember in your presence your blessed saints and our loved ones departed. In particular, this morning we bring to you your servant Mary. Mary Toomey, who passed away in this past week. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her service. And we thank you that she shares in the glory of your kingdom with all who are with her. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And again, if you can, please stand. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. The peace of the risen Lord be always with you. Give each other a wave, wink, nod from wherever you are standing or seated. Please be seated. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise. And lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. So draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. I'm going to invite George and Avril, who will bring around our communion. And so the body of Christ, given for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name through Christ our Lord. Amen. We have tea and coffee after our service this morning. Please do feel free to hang around and talk with one another. And we have our services. We have coffee on Friday at 10:30. We have our service at 9:30, communion on Sunday, 10:15. Car park for tea and coffee, and 11 o'clock our indoor gathering as well. Do remember, we have about 10, 12 young people who are being confirmed on Sunday in Christ Church Cathedral at 3:30. So remember their families. I think there's a list going out this week that you can pray for. I don't remember all the children that are being confirmed, and my son is one of them. So I'm not expecting everyone here to know that either, but do think and pray for them in these coming days. As you receive this blessing, take this for your heart, take this for your mind and bring this to those around you as well who you know need it. So may you know the eternal love of God the Father. May you know the mercy and compassion of Jesus in every relationship that you find yourself in. And may you know the leading of Holy Spirit in the gifts that Holy Spirit has given you, in the gifts where you get to shine for the glory of God in how you respond to people around you. Know your calling. Know your identity. Know the love in which you were created and in the love and spirit that you are called to bring that good news to those around you. All are loved. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.